Welcome to the Weekly Insight Podcast, where we break down the noise of the week and help you understand the psychology of the markets with your host, Andrew Doerr at Insight Wealth Group.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Insight Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Andrew Doerr. I want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us today and listen to our thoughts and our opinions on what's going on in the world and the market. As always, I'll remind you that this should not be considered individual investment advice. This is just really what we're thinking big picture. If you'd like to discuss how it might impact your personal portfolio, I'd encourage you to give us a call here at the office. Now, if you look back over the last 2 years, what happened last week in the economy should have been quite consequential. We are just a few days away from the next Federal Reserve meeting. It's wrapping up here on Wednesday. And last week, we got the final inflation print prior to the meeting. We got the CPI data. And we'll go through that data in detail here in a second, but let me encapsulate it this way. Any miss for CPI, meaning CPI was higher than anticipated or didn't drop as much as anticipated, that has happened immediately before a Fed meeting over the last 24 months has been considered a calamity for the markets. It meant the Fed was going to keep raising rates, the economy was not going to do as well as anticipated, et cetera, et cetera. Now, while those calamities over the last couple of years have proven to be short-lived, it was always consequential for the market. And last week's CPI report, by any definition, was a miss. It wasn't a bad miss. Core CPI still dropped year over year, but it came in 0.1% higher than analysts expected. And all items CPI actually moved up a smidge year over year from 3.1 to 3.2% compared to the expectation that it would remain flat at 3.1% for the month. Now, the headlines were what you would expect. They were definitely what you would expect after 2 years of seeing CPI reads be considered a really big deal for the market. There were headlines like CPI unexpectedly rises and inflation will keep the Fed from cutting rates anytime soon, or data release shows inflation stayed high, or CPI comes in hot for a second straight month. Here we go again, right? The market, so focused on the Fed as the determinant factor in returns, surely won't like this. Not exactly. In fact, there was a very brief drawdown in the market on Tuesday morning, but after that, the market actually closed up nicely from the beginning of the day as well as from the beginning of the week. Markets were up over 0.8%. This was, very quietly, a very important moment for the market. This was the moment that the stock market moved away from the Fed being the driver for all success or all failure, and it may be especially important to help us understand how portfolios will perform for the rest of the year. The message everyone has been receiving from the financial press is that if the Fed lowers rates, the market is going to take off. And that may, in fact, be true, but history doesn't back up that assumption. In fact, rate cuts correspond with a significantly lower stock market return, at least initially, than periods when the Fed is holding rates steady. And it's not even close. Periods when the Fed is holding outperforms cutting rate environments by 7.4% over a 125-day period. But there's an important why that needs to accompany that. Why? Because when is it historically that the Fed is cutting rates? It's when the economy is slowing down. A slowing economy has as much or more impact on the market than rate cuts. We include a chart in this week's edition of the Weekly Insight Memo, which is linked in the show notes. And what it shows is that each of the last three rate cutting cycles corresponded perfectly with recessions. So it makes sense. The Fed cuts rates during or right before a recession to try to boost the economy along. Well, we are not looking at a recession right now. Nonetheless, it's important to remember that rate cuts are not a panacea. There is more to the market than what Fed does, even if it seems to be all that has mattered for the last 2 years. Now, I've talked on this podcast many times about how the market loves one thing. It loves certainty. And there is very little of it in the world today. I don't know that we've ever had it, but the Fed has given us one gift of certainty in the last 3 months. They have said unequivocally, we're done raising rates. While the initial reaction of the markets was to expect and frankly bet on immediate interest rate cuts starting this week, the focus has shifted, and it's shifted to a surprisingly good place, in my opinion. It's shifted to questions about profitability, earnings, economic strength, and today those questions are showing us to be in a pretty darn good position. every category that the National Bureau of Economic Research looks at to determine whether or not the economy is expanding or retracting, to determine whether or not we're in a recession, every category is currently in an expansionary environment right now. Not only that, almost every category is expanding more rapidly this month than it was last month. That's very good news. Corporate profits, which I would argue should matter a lot when we're determining market value, they aren't anymore at all-time post-pandemic highs, but they are expanding right now. And right now they are at highs relative to where we were pre-COVID. That's pretty good news. And perhaps most important to the market, the earnings recession of 2023 is officially over. S&P 500 earnings per share growth for 2024 is anticipated to be really strong, building upon good results that we saw in the last half of 2023. As of Friday, the consensus estimate is that fiscal year 2024 earnings in the S&P 500 will be 13.3% higher than fiscal year 2023. That will not be bad for our market returns. All of this also explains why we are starting to see a broadening of the market's performance right now. The last 3 years, the market has been excessively tied to the performance of large cap equities, and I would argue really large cap tech stocks. They were the biggest risers in 21 and 23 and drove the market's performance, and they were also the biggest fallers in 2022 and pulled the market's performance down. But since early February, if you owned an equal weighting of the S&P 500, meaning you owned an exact same amount of the largest company in the S&P 500 and the smallest company of the S&P 500, and you owned all 500 companies equally, that investment has outperformed the market cap weighted S&P 500 since early February. That shows us we're starting to see a broadening of the rally. But this week still matters. What the Fed says on Wednesday still matters a lot. It does, and frankly, it always will, because the Fed is a huge driver of what the economy is doing. And whether we like it or not, this Fed meeting also includes the release of the latest version of the Summary of Economic Projections, the SEP. The SEP is where the Fed lays out four times each year the infamous dot plot. You've heard me talk about the dot plot on this podcast before, and you've heard me be very frustrated in the past about how much value the market ascribes to the dot plot. Historically, we know it has zero predictive value. None. Chairman Powell has said the dot plot has no predictive value. The previous chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, said it has no predictive value. But yet, investors let it play with their emotions four times a year. It's consistent. It always matters to the market whether or not it really matters to the economy down the road. And so we have to pay attention. We're going to be watching the dot plot carefully. If the Fed comes out and drastically changes their expectation for rate cuts, it is going to impact the market this week. In December, they were predicting 3 rate cuts. If that number, after last week's CPI data, falls dramatically, let's say it's 1 rate cut or no rate cuts, this market is going to have a bad week this week. But we just have to be patient and understand that the fundamentals of the market are good. And the market has largely been paying attention to those fundamentals again. And even if the Fed does something that causes concern on Wednesday, those fundamentals haven't changed. And that's good news for us as we look out into 2024. So we'll wrap it up there this week. As always, please don't hesitate to give us a call. You can reach us here at the office at 515-273-1333 if you have any questions or comments or would just like to talk about this. You can always visit us on the web too at www.insightwealthgroup.com. In the meantime, I hope you have a fantastic week. We'll be back next week with another edition, and we look forward to touching base with you then. Take care.
Securities offered through Arete Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Arete Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment firm.